Blog Talk Radio.
We love it! Augusta National!
We love it!
Pebble Beach!
We love it! We love it! We really love it!
Cause we love to play!
AJ, you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well. As usual, can't complain.
So is 314 Hoops all that you do?
No, I'm still in school.
Yeah.
Right now I go to St. Charles Community College, and I'll be transferring to Maryville in the winter.
Very
and
cool.
And then I also work in the summertime for a pool business. So
sure,
I stay busy enough.
Good for you. What are you going to as far as your area of study, what are you going to study at Maryville?
Sports business management is my major. So it's sort of related to what I'm doing with 314 Hoops, sort of not. I mean, but it all connects. So.
It sure does. Well, congratulations, man. I'm excited for you. That's
well,
neat.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So we'll just touch on some of last week's games. Where did you go last week? Were you at Zumwalt South, or where did you go?
Yes, I was at Zumwalt South for their game.
All right. So we'll talk about that. Did you go anywhere else this week besides that?
I was at Vianney and Borgia on Tuesday, but that wasn't much of a game.
All right. Yeah, Vianney's kind of catching fire maybe here a little bit late. Let's see. Last night we had McClure North and South. They played a pretty good ball game. Last week we also had SLU CBC, right? We had that one.
Yeah, that was a really good game.
That with Jordan Barnes hit a late three-pointer?
Yeah.
All right. And then let's see what else. And then games upcoming, we have Lafayette, Hazelwood Central, Lafayette. That Steinberg kid went off for, 21 the other night against Francis Howe. We can mention that. And then you got the Kirkwood-Webster Groves rivalry game coming up next week. A couple rivalry games, St. Charles West and St. Charles, CBC.
Yeah,
Shot
those are the two big ones on Friday.
All right, I'll let you talk about those. And then we can mention your player of the week with Blackman again. He's your first two-time player of the week, right?
Correct.
All right. Cool. Let's just kind of do that, a little quick rundown and rock and roll. So a little music here, and we'll get started.
Sounds great.
Yes, it is CNR Basketball Podcast time. I am Dustin Ashby, and it is time to talk some high school hoops with AJ Blankenship of 314hoops.com. Yes, we had AJ on last week, and it went so well. A return appearance here on the CNR Basketball Podcast. You know, it's that time of the year, AJ, where you have the high school teams that's down to the wire. You got district tournaments for some of the smaller schools, even starting late next week, and then of course the Class 4, Class 5 schools starting there that last week of February. But it's going to be an exciting time of the year, not only for the athletes but also the student athletes, the student body, a chance to go and support their team.
Yeah, I mean, we're really starting to get down to the nitty gritty of the season here, and a lot of rivalry games coming up down the stretch, teams fighting for maybe a seed higher in their district, and it's really time for everybody to ramp up their intensity.
Well, and you'll see, too, that some of these teams that, you know, throughout the year, they faced adversity, as any team is going to do. We had Coach Chip Soderman of the New Liberty High School on the show earlier this week, and he spoke to just how long the season is for these kids. And, I mean, it goes a long, long time. When you think about the preseason workouts, you know, in the August, September, October time frame. And, of course, then you get into the season, you get past the holidays and past Christmas, all of a sudden the conference season, you know, approaches. And now we're approaching the final part of what Coach Chip called quarter number three, and you go to quarter number four being the postseason, but it's a long year for these kids.
Oh, sure. I mean, they definitely have to have their conditioning in tip-top shape, especially for a lot of these schools that play a tough schedule, and there's not a night off. You have to bring it every night. Most teams, I would say, aren't prepared for it when it comes down to it, but yeah, you grind through it, and it's just part of the season. Everyone deals with it.
And you'll find, you know, for all the basketball fans out there, that you'll see a team that might enter district play with a just barely over 500 record, but that team may have experienced more adversity and figured out how to persevere. And you got to keep in mind, these are 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, that the team that went through a lot, the team that dealt with an injury, a key player going down, and somebody had to step up, a team that dealt with, you know, again, facing that tough schedule, or maybe traveling outside of the St. Louis area and playing some better teams from Tennessee or wherever it may be, those are the teams that oftentimes are ready to make a deep run in the postseason. And we have several of those teams in the conversation here in the greater St. Louis area. And I want to start, and we have to start, I think, with your player of the week, his team, the game that you went to last Friday night in the form of Marshawn Blackman and Fort Zumwalt South, the Bulldogs. They faced Fort Zumwalt North in the rivalry rematch game, I guess we can call it that. They lost by 3 points just a few weeks earlier to a Zach Glotta three at Fort Zumwalt North. But you were in the gym at Fort Zumwalt South, and you felt the energy. Just talk to us about just how electric that building was last Friday night.
Probably the best environment that I've been in all year. And, I mean, aside from CBC Chaminade, which is a monster all in its own, but
yeah,
an incredible atmosphere at Zumwalt South. Both teams brought gigantic student sections. It was a really great atmosphere, and you just cannot say enough about Marshawn Blackman. You were discussing adversity that teams face. Zumwalt South was without Preston Whitfield. He was dealing with a family issue, and I mean, he's that school's all-time leading scorer, so that's not exactly an easy guy to replace. And Marshawn Blackman stepped up, and I said it in my Player of the Week article, it was the best individual performance I've seen this season. I mean, he could not be stopped. Coach Chaz Glotta from Zumwalt North implored his players to keep him off the glass. It just wasn't going to happen. Marshawn Blackman was not going to be denied getting his revenge on Zumwalt North.
Well, I was impressed, too, with the role players, and I say role players respectfully, but in the form of Drake Whaley and Kai Collier and even Darius Thompson, all those kids that they let Marshawn do his thing. You know, too often you'll see a player go down, a key player like Preston Whitfield did, and you'll see players that press, maybe a Brendan O'Brien or whoever it may be, they press a little bit and they get out of the normal flow and they forget to rely on what they're good at. And that night, what they were good at was getting Marshawn the basketball as often as possible, and good things were bound to happen. But yeah, he went off for 29 points, and as you mentioned in your article there at 314hoops.com, you know, that late rebound of a Kai Collier miss shot, that was the difference maker, if you will, in that ball game. And now that team, and last night they faced yet another tough opponent in the form of McClure North, and they got through that one in a close call. So you start to wonder, a team like Fort Zumwalt South that's playing some close games, some tight games, that has to pay dividends come district time.
It does. I mean, you have to be battle tested to advance far in the state playoffs. You cannot play just a cupcake schedule and expect to be ready for the dog days of March. And Zumwalt South has a very, very tough road to the Final Four. I mean, their district is tough. They have to play Zumwalt North again, who they have struggled with twice. Francis Howell's in that district. Francis Howell's 19-5 this year. And then they'll have to play, more than likely, Hazelwood Central and Chaminade before reaching the Final Four. So they are going to have to be battle-tested, and they are. They're ready for it, and they have the players to get it done.
Well, and it will take, you know, big time players making big time plays at big time moments, as it for any team for that matter, to be able to advance, you know, through the tournament. And one player to change teams here for a second, and I'll go back to my alma mater here real quick, but a player that stepped up just this past week is Zach Steinberg of Lafayette. He went off for 21 points against Francis Howell Central. Lafayette now, 21-2 on the season. They have a rematch game of their own coming up this week against Hazelwood Central, and that might be a good barometer for them to figure out, hey, we played and beat the teams that we saw for the most part all season long, with the exception of one of those two losses being against Hazelwood Central at the tournament a few weeks ago. But it's going to take being able to get over the hump and beat one of those good teams to really believe they can make a deep run in the tournament.
And you mentioned Steinberg and Hazelwood Central in the same breath there. He was a virtual non-factor when they played Central the first time, so it'll be really interesting to see him the second time around. He's such a versatile player. He can score at all three levels for a 6'9 guy. That's really a weapon. So I really expect him to be better the second time around, and I think Lafayette can play with Central. They proved it even without Steinberg making an impact. And, you know, which Hazelwood Central team's going to show up? That's the question every day for Hazelwood Central. So Lafayette really needs that one marquee victory that they can show on their resume. They've beaten almost everybody put in front of them, but they've not beaten anyone great. And that's what they're missing right now.
Well, and I'll be anxious, too, to see is can they play an up-tempo kind of game? And maybe for their sake, they won't have to, because that's going to be, you know, key. And you'll see that in certain matchups here as the season progresses towards the end here, of course, and gets into the tournament play. A team that can dictate the tempo and play their style of basketball can upset the bigger team and the faster team. And Hazelwood Central, they can get up and down the court quick. They've got big, long players. And, of course, Xavier Sneed and Dominic Dobbs, they've got some talented kids on that floor, and so does Lafayette as well. But it's going to come down to which team can dictate tempo, which team is disciplined enough to deal with the in-game adversity and not panic and not jeopardize playing their game and instead play the opponent's game.
And I think that's really the key to beating Hazelwood Central is to jump on them early. I don't know that they are the best at rebounding to an early deficit. But like you said, Lafayette does a better job than anybody of dictating tempo, and I really do think that that's the best recipe for beating a team that you're maybe not as talented as or as athletic as. Slow the game down. If Hazelwood Central is only getting 6 or 7 possessions a quarter, they can't score 70 points against you. It's just not possible. Take care of the basketball, keep the game at your pace, and that's a recipe for beating anybody.
Again, we're speaking with A.J. Blankenship of 314hoops.com, offering some very comprehensive coverage of the prep scene as we, again, wind down the regular season and head into the district play, and then, of course, the road to Columbia. So tell me, A.J., where will you be next week? Because that's where the high school basketball fan should be or wants to be, where the marquee matchups are taking place next week. Where is A.J. going to be?
Well, this Friday I will be at St. Charles High School for their matchup against St. Charles West. They met earlier in the season in a game that St. Charles really controlled throughout, but St. Charles West kept it close. That's a battle of two really good point guards. If you're a fan of point guard play, you got to get out to see that one. Logan Gontz and Chase Moorfeld, they're not the most talked about guys in the area, but they can really play. Both of them understand their role, control the pace of the game. They're just really, really good players. Also on Friday night, I think you got to make it out to see, I believe CBC plays the Smet and Chaminade plays SLU. So some MCC action there. The MCC is ultra competitive. Obviously, Chaminade's the best team in that conference. But it's a good conference. I think as far as next week, you mentioned the best game on the docket is St. Charles at Zumwalt South. I previously mentioned St. Charles and Zumwalt South, but they play on Tuesday of next week. And both of those teams have 20-plus wins, are ranked near the top of their class, St. Charles in Class 4 and Zumwalt South in Class 5. Both of them are top 5 in my top 10 rankings. I think that's definitely a game you got to get out to see.
And, of course, tomorrow night, you've got, I think it's Kirkwood-Webster Groves tomorrow night. Is that correct? I think they play Yep, they play tomorrow night. So it's a, as always, this time of the year, it's the rivalry games. It's the games that might dictate a conference championship for these teams, and, of course, as they lead their way into district play. And you can follow all the action right there on 314hoops.com. Again, he's A.J. Blankenship. And, A.J., we thank you so much for your time, as always, to give us, in our CNR basketball world, a quick glimpse of what's going on the high school scene. And hopefully we'll catch up with you again next week and talk more about district play. Thanks so much, buddy.
Well, thank you again. Anytime.
That's, again, A.J. Blankenship of 314hoops.com. Want to remind you, of course, our CNR basketball postseason tournament, and we are right now in the scheduling process of that. Should have that finished up here the next day or two. So you'll see your matchups for the February 28th and March 1st CNR postseason tournament. And, of course, the Spring League, which starts March 28th. That last weekend in March is the first weekend of the CNR spring season. So if you have a team or teams that want to keep playing some basketball and CNR competition, you can do that. So check it out at cnrbasketball.org. I want to thank A.J. Blankenship for his time. As always, I'm Dustin Ashby. And until next time, thank you for listening to the CNR Basketball Podcast right here on cnrbasketball.org.